'Cause Here They Come by Bevan Catherine, read by Momo Tastic. Part 7 of the Pole Dancing AU. Reader's note: this story contains ableist language and sexist comments by some of the protagonists, as well as sexual harassment. Arthur jumped at the sudden blast of unfamiliar music, and then sighed when he realized its source. "What did I say about changing my ringtone, Merlin?" he sighed into his mobile.
"Can't recall a thing,"
Merlin's voice replied mock-innocently. Arthur snorted, tugging the mobile against his shoulder to continue dressing. "Of course you can't."
"Anyway, I'm just getting off the train. Do you need me to pick anything up for tonight from the shop?"
"I've got a fridge full of beer and enough alcohol in the cabinet to satisfy even Percival," Arthur answered. He heard Merlin chuckle.
"What about food? It'll be late when we make it back to yours, and you know how Leon gets when he's drunk. You have enough, don't you?"
"I think there's some crisps in the pantry if someone gets hungry." Merlin made a displeased sound.
"You think? What a crap host you are! You can't have people over if you don't have food, Arthur."
"It's a bachelor party, not a garden luncheon," Arthur pointed out with a snort. "All we need is booze, and I have far too much of that, considering everyone will probably get drunk at the club first anyway. All we're doing at mine is having a nightcap and passing out on whatever vertical surface we can find. Haven't you ever been to a bachelor do before?" This time it was Merlin who snorted.
"You've met my mates. Not exactly the marrying kind, are they?"
He paused long enough for Arthur to remember Will and then added,
"I'm gonna pop by Sainsbury's for some snacks at least."
"If you must." Arthur shrugged. Merlin huffed at him over the phone.
"I must if you insist on being a stingy prat. Beard yours in a few."
He hung up and Arthur shook his head fondly as he returned to digging through his closet. He shifted through the army of work shirts and his less formal t-shirts, a collection which he noticed had grown substantially since he had met Merlin, looking for something appropriate for both the chilly weather outside and the club they were going to celebrate Lance's bachelor party. Eventually, he settled on a dark button-down and tighter-than-normal jeans, and had just put the finishing touches on his hair when he heard the front door clatter open and Merlin shouting, "Arthur?" "In the bedroom," he shouted back. Merlin said nothing else, so Arthur went out to meet him, and found him cheerfully stowing his armful of crisp bags into various cupboards. "I thought you said you were just getting a few snacks," he said in slight alarm at the amount of food on his counter. "Don't put those in there, Merlin. I have a pantry for a reason." "You take care of it then," Merlin said cheekily, hopping onto the counter and making a shooing motion with his hands. Arthur raised his eyebrow at him. Merlin raised one right back. "Fine," Arthur sighed, and moved over to grab a packet of hobnobs that was in danger of falling. Before he could, though, Merlin reached out and wrapped the hand around his wrist, tucking him in until he stood between the V of his legs and leaning in for a quick kiss that was broken with a smile and Merlin murmuring, "You look nice." "Thank you, so do you." Which was true. Merlin was wearing jeans, too, tighter than Arthur's, especially around the ankle, and a red V-neck that bared his throat and a hint of his collarbones to Arthur's pleased gaze. His hair was its usual careless flop, and Arthur ran his hands through it with a smile. "How was work today?" Merlin shrugged and hooked his fingers lazily through Arthur's belt loops. "Went all right. My interviewee was dull as a brick, but Gaius thinks the story is interesting enough to pursue anyway. You?"
"Same as always. Gwen kept trying to get me to tell her what we're doing tonight. Like Lance won't tell her the instant he gets home, if he hasn't already."
Merlin chuckled. Arthur leaned forward for another brief kiss.
Come on, let's pack the food away and get going before we're late.
I don't think punctuality matters much at a bachelor do, Arthur, Merlin pointed out, but he hopped off the counter anyway, and even helped put away a few of the bags before grabbing his coat and Arthur's.